Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. This is a quick Rant of Truth follow-up episode to the two episodes on the Kansas vote. So I didn't even look for the first partial day. Finally, a day later, I did look in the evening, which would be Wednesday evening, and found out that Kansans who got something like an overwhelming, I mean, there were counties in Kansas once the breakdown was done. Of course, it was a statewide vote, but apparently there were counties in Kansas once the vote was done, and you could still split it out and understand what happened where, that where Trump won 70% of the vote, yet voted no against the Constitution. And the very quick post-mortem here is that really it was no more than people seeing that one side was called Kansas for constitutional freedom. The other thing, as I said, was that people misread something in the law, and I think that was used by the lying side. And that's okay. I mean, you know, that people can vote the way they want, but what they really voted for was the Supreme Court being able to decide on their whims what they believe the Constitution means, which is not good. Now, it's true that in this case, their whim found more of a fundamental right. I still feel good about the Kansas Constitution, which has life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness language and natural right language. But down underneath, the Supreme Court created out of whole cloth a right to abortion as a, quote, fundamental right. And so that was, and as I said in my other podcast, but I'll say it very briefly, they did not use the 14th Amendment. That was the basis of Roe v. Wade, because at the time the Constitution was passed, there was no 14th Amendment in the United States. So they purported to only look at the Kansas Constitution. And in so doing, they, you know, give the lip service that they have to do for, you know, laying down what the law is that they're supposed to apply, and the standard that they're supposed to apply, and saying that they needed, they had to go to the actual words, the plain words, and also then the intent, if the plain words didn't say it. Well, the plain words said nothing to the effect of abortion. It was life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness language with a natural rights language. And so they had to go to the intent. The best they could do around intent was, or I should say the most relevant thing around intent was that there were laws, both territorial before the Constitution was written and after the Constitution was passed in Kansas and it became a state, that included prohibitions on abortion, including an exercise of an early exercise by, I don't know, some legislators or something that literally said, hey, let's see what laws we don't really want, because the argument would be, well, maybe the territorial laws mostly just got deferred in. And so, but yet there was an exercise, but nonetheless, they did get in. So that's your best evidence. And so the next best evidence would be, well, you know, did they last? Turns out there was an exercise soon after, I say soon after, within a couple of years, I believe, of Kansas becoming a state, where at least somebody in the legislature tried to make an exercise of which ones do we get rid of, or somebody did, I don't know if it was the legislature, and the abortion laws passed that. So prior to the 14th Amendment, and two different possibilities to strike the abortion restrictions, Kansas did not, and yet the Supreme Court found that the life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, natural rights language included a fundamental right to abortion. And because it was fundamental, they applied a strict scrutiny standard to the law that was being challenged. The law was a dilation and extraction restriction, and after two in the second trimester, the people arguing against the duly passed law said that, hey, that's most of them in the second trimester. Yeah, but that doesn't mean it would be or would have to be. So this is the dumb math, right? Like, if you took a fast car to your work every day, but now we've outlawed that fast car, does it mean now, or let's say 95% of people took the fast car to work for whatever reason. This is just a quick analogy. But now we outlaw that fast car. Does that mean that, I can't remember if I said 94 or 95%, that we have taken away 95% of the access? Or are there still cars available that people can buy? So, you know, they turned it into a strict scrutiny, which if it was a rational basis, the real reasoning was that, you know, Kansas thought it a particularly gruesome form of abortion. But it got turned into an access deal because it's, oh, this is most of the abortions that happen in this time period. Now it's only about 7% via a later reference, which the Supreme Court didn't say. Maybe the dissenting opinion did, but I believe I've seen that since then, maybe in the trial court. It's only about, it's less than 77% of all the abortions in Kansas, but it was the overwhelming choice in the second trimester. Kansas defended and said, listen, there are other options. There's birth, and also there's a life of the mother exception built in, literally, or a exception built into, you know, major damage to organs. It may have said something like permanent or long term. I think that something like that was in there, so it wouldn't be any damage. And so there was already an exception built in for that. And they pointed out, well, you know, probably something less gruesome. You know, I think one was maybe just cutting off the supply of oxygen via like an umbilical cord cut. They said, oh, that's not tested. So they applied this strict scrutiny standard. And the big thing is that the opposition called themselves Kansans for Constitutional Freedom. The same type of folks who did not stand up for 2.5 years against the biggest and most fundamental tyrannies that destroyed lives. But the original amendment was called Value Them Both. So I think it really fell because of a civics lesson failure on both sides in general, in the educational system, and then specifically in how one side did not frame itself. So there you are from Kansas. We're too stupid to understand that Supreme Court justices who get to play fast and loose with the Constitution are a threat because, you know, usually you would apply the standard of, oh, we'll just defer to the other branches. You know, so if you can specifically have a constitutional amendment, have, you know, a constitutional situation where you have basically said the opposite of what history and the Constitution shows, then what else can you do when offered a creative look at the Constitution as far as what it does and it does not say? So that's why I voted for the constitutional amendment, because it said back to the because Kansas is not a part, abortion is not a part of the Kansas Constitution. That means that the people, through their elected state representatives, can make laws regarding it. And so people somehow thought that that meant some referendum power of theirs was taken away. And because the one side was for constitutional freedom, I think that was a convincing argument for some people, which of course amazes me as a law school graduate and a libertarian, because the duly elected representatives are accountable. And the basics of civics is that, yes, unless you literally cannot touch it, which is almost no right that a state can't touch anymore. I mean, just look at the Second Amendment. Then you can regulate it with laws. Now, two different laws were struck down, but the other argument, the other side could argue, hey, it's not like there's no abortion regulation. That's true, but that's because they have to actually be challenged on a one-by-one basis. That's not to say all of them would be struck down, but for them to say, and at least one place, I'm sure more than one, said, hey, only one law was struck down. That's not true. Two different laws have been struck down. A 2015 abortion restriction, which was the main subject matter of whether or not the trial court should enjoin or could enjoin. That's where the Supreme Court case is around. The 2015 law around dilation extraction, That was eventually struck down by a trial court only last year in 2021. And then also a 2011 law duly passed through the Kansas legislature was enjoined immediately and enjoined for 10 years. And then once the Supreme Court came up with the fundamental right to abortion, it was also struck. So it's not that only one law was struck down. It's that other laws can be struck down. So, yes, people didn't understand that, no, we're not taking anything away, anything else out of the Kansas Constitution. So if there's some kind of referendum right, it still exists. They would have had to address and strike such a law, but people were too stupid to understand that if it is not to turn over a Supreme Court case, it finds a right that you don't think is in there. You would then, it might expressly say, therefore, since it's not in there, it is subject to the regulations and laws that the people through their elected representatives might decide to pass. So it's a failure in a civics way. It's a failure in a perception way. And once, and while they were worried about what, I don't know what, how many total legislators are in Kansas, I would guess around 200 to 250, but it's not something I know off the top of my head. While they were worried about what, 200, 250 legislators that are elected most directly by the people might do, quote, without their permission, they ignored the fact that unelected judges got to decide what the Constitution said. So it's not really a great day, but I do feel comfortable that the Kansas Constitution does have some strengths built in because it does have life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness language. So that's good because, of course, the Constitution does not have that. And it has natural rights language, which the Constitution doesn't have. Both of those, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness language is only in the Declaration of Independence. And natural rights are not specifically addressed, though implied, in the U.S. Constitution. All right, guys, thanks for listening.